Hallelujah. Good morning. It's good to be with you again. And you're tuned into the Heaven on Earth broadcast. And this week we've been looking at a very powerful series on perspectives, on Christian perspectives that will empower you to enjoy life. And I believe that you've been so blessed throughout the week. If you've not been able to tune in to listen to us, you can get our messages if you call our lines on 0245-176-996. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your eternal words of life that are able to build us up and to deliver to us our inheritance among the saints. Father, we're eternally grateful that we have this privilege to expose our spirits to the power in your word. Dear Father, speak to us. Holy Spirit, prepare our hearts to be good soil to receive your word, that we may bear the maximum fruit from your word. Grant us the grace to be doers and be practitioners of your word. Help us by your word to change our view and our perspective of life, that we may enjoy the life that you've ordained for us to enjoy. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be with you again. As we said, we were looking at certain perspectives that affect the way you enjoy your life as a Christian. Over the past few, 2 days, we've looked at the fact that, you see, God wants you to enjoy life. We saw in the Amplified version of John chapter 10, verse 10, that Jesus came that we might have and enjoy life, and that we may have it in its abundance. And then in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, the Amplified Bible says that we may walk in the path that he had already prepared for us to walk in, living the good life. Amen. Living the good life. And so life must be good if you are born again. Amen. Over the past few days, we've gone through so much teaching, and we've seen that even though all things are yours when you are born again, the fact that you are born again doesn't mean that you enjoy those things automatically. You need to renew your mind. You need to discover in the word the things that have been made available to you in Christ and how to enjoy them and how to walk in them. So we saw that Jesus Christ came to give us an understanding. That's in 1 John chapter 5 verse 20. And we said that that understanding is a way of thinking, is a way of looking at things, is a perspective. Jesus Christ came to give us a new perspective of life. We've gone through so much. We saw in Romans chapter 12 verse 2 how that we are to renew our minds and not fashion our minds after the customs and the order of this world. Hallelujah. So we said that when you're born again, your perspective in life must be the word of God. One of the most crucial statements we made is that when you're born again and you're living by faith, you don't deny the facts, but you confirm the truth. The facts might be that there's no money in your account, but the truth is that all things are yours because you are joint heir with Christ. Because the Bible says in John chapter 17, verse 17, that sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the reality of life and the truth of life is that God's word is true. And the truth about everything in this life is the fact that it's true. Yesterday we saw, last 2 days we saw that Gideon, in the book of Judges, chapter 6, the Bible says that the angel of the Lord appeared to him and the Lord said that he should go in his might and deliver the Israelites from the Midianites. And he began to say that, you know, if God is with him and if God is still powerful and God still does the miracles that he heard of, then why is it that they are going through the same things? And we said that one of the wrong ways to look at God's word is to use your experiences to validate the word of God. And that's what Gideon was doing. What he was saying was that if God's word is true, if God is saying that he's really with us, then why is this happening? You know, and so he was doubting what God said because of his experiences in life. But that is not the way to look at God's word. The way to look at God's word is to accept it as the truth and then rise up to your right place in Christ and command your situations and your experiences to conform to the word of God. Hallelujah. That's what Gideon should have done. But he doubted God's word because, you know, of his experiences. And then when God said that he should go again second time in his life, he said, I mean, he's from the poorest family in Manasseh, and he's the least in that poor family. So his perspective was a poor family perspective. He never thought that he could do anything big because he came from a poor family. And if that's your mindset tuning, listening to us today, I think you should go for that message and listen to it by calling Alliance. But if you think that you came from a poor family, thank God you are born again. You've been born into the richest family in the universe, in every realm of existence. You've been born into God's family. You've been born into the family of the creators and the owners of this world. So the owners of the universe and everything, I mean, in every realm of existence. So you need to discover who you are in Christ and change your perspective of life. You might have been born into a poor family on earth, but you are a world changer because you are the seed of Abraham. You have global influence and the ability to have global impact. You can change the world even if you are born in a poor family. So thank God that you are born again. And if you are not born again, you need to tune into the end of this message, and we'll give you the opportunity to be born again. Right, today we're looking at another perspective that doesn't help people, or that doesn't enable people to enjoy the life that Jesus Christ came to give them. Last 2 days, as we said, we looked at the poor family perspective, and yesterday we looked at the generational curse perspective. Amen. Because of time, we'll not be able to go through all of them, so I advise you to get those messages. Amen. So today we are looking at the disadvantaged in life perspective. The disadvantaged in life perspective. Wow. The disadvantaged in life perspective. Let's go to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And I'll read to you from the Amplified Bible. The Bible says, "And Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, I now perceive and understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, he who venerates and has a reverential fear for God, treating him with worshipful obedience and living uprightly, is acceptable to him and sure of being received and welcomed by him." Hallelujah. We're looking at the disadvantaged in life perspective. And, you know, that's one perspective in life that has kept many Christians from enjoying life. Many people feel that because of the family they were born in, or because of the fact that the color of their skin, or because of something they have or don't have, it means they are disadvantaged in life. And it's amazing that many Christians think they are usually think that they are disadvantaged in life as compared to others, and only if something were a little different in their lives, everything would be okay. You see, the idea that if only this were okay in my life, then everything would be okay. If only my husband were as nice as this person, then everything will be okay. If only I were born into this family, everything will be okay. If only I was a white man, or I was born in the States, everything would be okay. The mindset that you need something extra in addition to the fact that you are born again, and therefore you think that you are disadvantaged in life, will prevent you from enjoying the good life and the best life that God designed for you to enjoy. Now, let's look at what it means to be disadvantaged. What it means to be disadvantaged. Now, I'll give you a dictionary definition. The dictionary says, lacking the basic resources or conditions believed to be necessary for an equal position in society. Lacking the basic resources or conditions believed to be necessary for an equal position in society. So many people feel that they lack something, and only if something were better in their lives, only if something could be better in their lives, then life would be better.